I love you, Andy. I had today's column written 4 days ago, but I didn't know Andy was going to die, so you'll get to hear me bitch some more about religion this coming Wednesday. Today is for Andy Rooney. I was lucky to live in a time of a great man who never took his own greatness too seriously. I don't recall Andy Rooney ever saying anything all that deep. I just remember him making me feel more like myself. I'll never forget his advice on how to celebrate New Year's Eve, 1999. Go home and go to bed. Andy was constantly telling us to stop putting so much pressure on ourselves to have fun. Just enjoy the moment you're in. My other favorite piece by Andy was how much he hated vacations. I'm embedding the video here. I know there's plenty of sarcasm and irony in his words, but I think he's dead serious in the end. The irony doubles back again into a triple irony. He really does despise vacations. And I do, too. I don't remember my last vacation. I'll admit I had a 24-hour vacation in June when our other wife came to stay with Tessa while I went out into the prairie to watch some of my friends play a rock concert in their airplane hangar like they did 20 and 30 years ago. It was living history, and I couldn't miss it. But I was ready to go home after 20 hours. Truth is, I work nonstop, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I actually get paid to sleep. Tessa uses a ventilator at night, and if I don't wake up when she needs me, she has a button in her hand that will call the cops and wake my sorry ass up. It actually happened once. Swear to God. I'm so addicted to work that my principal at my last teaching job said that he wasn't going to renew my contract because I was spread too thin. He knew I liked taking care of Tessa better than I liked teaching. Besides, 2 months after that contract expired, Tessa got a ventilator and stomach tube and needed full-time care anyway. It was like an answer to a really perverse prayer. If I could follow in anyone's footsteps, it would be Andy Rooney's. Oh, hell, I don't want to live 92 years or anything, and my eyebrows are big enough just as they are. But I would love to give others the same satisfaction he gave me by just making me feel okay. I'm working on it, and I think I do a pretty good Andy Rooney impression already.